we're continuing Chayyadim, Klal, and Dalet, Simon, Tests. So Chayyadim is dealing with the situation which you have with Harubis of Mazonos together with other foods. And he says, since they are distinct and visible, you make a Mazonos on the Mazonos part of it, and you'd have to make another bracha on the other part of it as well. Now he continues, and he says, Abul im nismachu. If, however, they've, during the cooking process, they sort of have disintegrated and become a mass, umaravin, Abul bi shashar haminim hemarov. So even though the majority is non-Mazonos, but Mazonos takes precedence in a Taruvis, where you only make one bracha because it is really a real Taruvis. So what bracha will you make? You'll make a Mazonos. V'chein pein kuchen mikamach shematagin imbeim ugvino. You make it like a pancake. You take flour together with eggs and cheese. So it doesn't look exactly like our pancakes, but something along those lines. There is flour in it, and the purpose of the flour is not just for the purposes of binding, but rather it's there for flavor. So it's a batter, even though the majority of the batter is other ingredients. But the fact that the purpose of the batter, the flour is there to give flavor, so it needs a bracha. It's there as a food purpose, and it's not bottle. Mazonos is always considered, and you're only going to make one bracha. So these combinations of the few points, A, since it's a real tarubis, you only make one bracha. B, mazonos can never be considered that that's bottle. So the bracha is going to be mazonos. If the purpose of the flour is just to act as a binding agent, or you have various different types of sauces and those type of things, which there is flour in it, but the flour is for thickening purposes or to hold it together, etc. Nasa tofel, so in that situation, the mazonos is clearly there not as a primary ingredient, but it's there to just facilitate other things. Therefore, it's bottle, and the ikra, the bracha, will be on the primary ingredients. So it's bottle kimchi ma'uruf. Now, if you go back to the situation where they're distinct and separate, even though it's not a primary function, but it's nicker, etc., you're eating it, you'd have to make a bracha. This whole discussion is only true in a case where it's become a mass. So therefore, it's we can look at it as one unit, and in that unit, the flour is so secondary that there's no need to make a bracha on it. Vinyan bracha chredim of worldly klal nun simen chafalif and chafes. So regards to the bracha chrenos, so you cannot make a mazonos an alamichya if the majority if you do not have a kazayas b'dechilis pras of mazonos. You should not be saying an alamichya. However, he says the minhag olam is to make a mazonos. A person eats a piece of cake the size of a kazayas. In that cake, there is not necessarily a kazayas of flour. There are other ingredients in it. So, lachar, you should not be saying an alamichya. You should be making a brand of foshos. He says the minhag olam is to make a bracha of alamichya. And he says they have what to rely on. That we explained before when we learned that klal nun on that topic. Now, if you mix flour together with flour of other minim, specifically flour which is rice flour, so there the rice sort of absorbs the tendencies of the chitim, wheat flour with rice flour, so the rice flour does become as if it's part of the, as if it's chitim, the chitim has a sort of ability to impact and upgrade the rice flour to become a mazonos mikir adin, not just because of rice, but as if it's wheat. And therefore, in that situation, this discussion will not be an issue. Definitely, the bracha, according would be alamichya. Have a good day.